Hi everyone. So we've done our intro, we've done our audit, and we've looked at four key distinctions of the course. And now I'm going to change the structure slightly from the original to have a whole chunk in the middle now at seeing how this reality that we laid out through the audit doesn't actually exist. And this is the really interesting part of this whole exploration, really, is because as soon as it's seen that it doesn't exist, then it's realized it's just an illusion. It doesn't matter if it's there or not. But while it's believed, while it looks real, that's the experience of it being real. And the suffering, as we all know, is tremendous in that the physical harm, the harm to others, the this whole sense of unease or anxiety or depression or conflict, it seems so real. And we'll see that it's not. And so this whole section really is really the attempt to stay still enough to the reality that's unfolding around us with a mind that is open, that is inquiring, that is curious, that is humble, really. And in that way, to allow the reality to give itself up. It's the opposite, as I see, of denying or just listening to some nice pat phrases about nothing and no one and illusion, and which are completely meaningless when everything is looking so true all around us. So I think many non-dual teachers would have a horror of what we're going to be doing now, but it seems to me authentic and as close as we can get to the acknowledgement that it's not true while moving towards it, moving in to see what's really going on. So this middle section, I'm going to split into two subsections. The first one is going to look at four practices, again, like horror, like practice. This is all about no doing, but four practices, like little mini things, just like little inroads, just sort of possible openings that might help create some space. And so that will be our first section for looking at these four set practices. And then we're going to look at those in relation to our audit. Okay. So today really is just to introduce the concept of these practices. And many of you who've done courses with me before will know that I love, love, love this Zen expression, mountain, no mountain, mountain. Because that for me sums up what this is all about. We begin with mountain, this fixed idea, this mountain there, totally real, exactly as it appears to be, and this self here in relation to that mountain, exactly as the self appears to be, that's mountain. And then there's a realization, nothing is as it appears. Everything is just a creation. It's just a perceptual arising. It can't ever be how it seems to be. So there's nothing, there's no mountain, there's nothing. And that realization allows an immersion back in the world through freedom, through love, through peacefulness, through curiosity, through creativity, back into the world where there are mountains, But there's just this knowing that they're magical in a way. Everything is a sort of, is a magical momentary creation, miracle, never as it's appearing, and all there for the sensual enjoyment, for the playfulness, for the creativity, for the discovery, for the experience. Yeah. So in terms of that, the audit was our first mountain, this like real, substantial, true, and no wonder it was hard work for some of us. It was confronting, no wonder for, I know for quite a few people, it made people want to leave the course. It just seemed hard work. Too much for someone who is already feeling vulnerable to be made to look at all these areas. So no wonder. It looks so real and it looks so personal, and it's just how it is, and it's all reflecting back on me and what's wrong with me, how I should be, how I'm not, all of it. And that's the way of an inquired life. Who was it, Socrates or Plato? One of them, I think I actually got it wrong in my book, said the unexamined life is not worth living. And that's what we're getting in that first audit, really. These things that look true create tremendous suffering. When they look true and separate, it's hard. And life is hard and heavy and exhausting and full of self-blame and fear. And yeah, so that's mountain. That's the first mountain. That was our audit. Second area, no mountain, is what we're looking at now. And this is the... It's the place where the mind can really get very slippery, really slippery, where the self-identity is still sort of scrambling around, trying to find something to do, really, find something to protect, find something to separate itself out from. And so this no mountain phase can be so full of escapism and distraction and denial and a very sort of subtle, clever pushing away through nice words and spiritual, you know, sort of poetry. And all the time, all that's happening is that it's keeping in place really what the audit has identified. But because it's saying, oh, there's nothing there, it's not allowing any presence to any of it. It's not allowing any deeper exploration. I know there will be teachers who really disagree with this, who just say, well, you know, there's nothing to look at, there's nothing to be curious about, it's all an illusion. But how does one get from a place where we would actually rather not be alive to this blissful state of these teachers? That's what I keep asking myself, you know. When my life doesn't seem like it's worth living, when I'm so lonely or so jealous or so betrayed or so separate or so terrified, so low. How is it realized to be an illusion? That's the question. How, really? Because yes, these teachers are right, aren't they? They're standing at the front of the room saying, you don't need to be here. There's no self, there's nothing to gain from this. It's true. But what's that? How do we get across to that place? How is that realized? That's what this section is looking at now. And we've got four practices to do this with, taken from different areas, from different things that I've come across. And they're going to look at four main ways, like if we look at our audit, four main ways that this separation, it comes about. So the first practice is going to look at the separation of I'm better than you. I'm superior in some way. I know more. I've got this. You haven't. You need my advice. You need my wise counsel. You need my experience. You need my words. I'm better than you. Okay, so that's going to be our first practice. We'll look at that in our next section. Then we're going to look at the opposite of that, the separation that is caused by the opposite of that, which is I'm not worthy. I'm less than you. I'm inferior. I'm not so valuable. I've got less to offer. I'm less. I'm a lesser being. Oh, it makes me cry a bit, that one. I'm sure we all have it at different stages. Maybe covered over by bravado, but sometimes underneath, that can be a big one. Yeah, so that would be on our next practice. We're having a really nice little practice with that. And then the third one is going to be around fear. Looking at really looking at when there's anxiety, when there's a nervousness, when there's a mind that is going into anxious overdrive, and it's creating images of the future, it's creating a whole defensive system going on. It's like the whole physical system is on high alert. We'll look at a question that will tap into what's going on there. And then the fourth thing that might maybe come out in the audit is helplessness, where we just seem to be out of ideas, where we're lost, where we need, we just wish someone would sort of pick us up and sort things out for us, where we're just helpless and lost and hopeless. So we've got a question as well to ask for that, to hopefully create some space in there. So I'm looking forward to this section. I think it's practical. There's integrity in it. There's it creates space. It's making things transparent so that they can actually be honored and looked at. Okay, and then in the following module, we'll look at applying these within our audit. Okay, so so have a chat with your buddies about it all. Check in, give me feedback if you think something isn't great, not going to work, let me know. These can all be refined. Welcome input from all of you. These are just four offerings that have come here to suggest. So yeah, we can make this a very organic practice. And see what you think. All right. So much love. Bye.